taking a little time to discuss men's health and one particular issue a lot of guys may not realize that they're experiencing, but they know the symptoms. Let's find out all about low T.
Low T. Dr. Brent Sharp just joins us on the line now. Dr. Brent, you doing well today?
I'm doing wonderful. Good morning.
Yeah, low testosterone has another name too, doesn't it?
It does. It has goes by the medical term or condition of hypogonadism. Yeah, that's a hard word to pronounce.
Yeah, we like low T better.
I like low T. The fewer syllables, I can handle that one.
But you know, you see a lot of commercials about this. You hear a lot said about this. But what is the what's the real lowdown on this? Is it really commonplace among men?
It is real common. It's estimated about 5 to 10 million men over the age of 40 will have it, about 500,000 cases per year newly diagnosed. Men a lot of times go symptomatic for quite some time without seeking some advice, and it can simply be diagnosed by a blood test that they can have done with any of their physical exam.
What are some of the symptoms they might be experiencing? Because you know, it could be guys experiencing this now, and they're like, there's nothing wrong with me, I don't think, but I just don't feel right.
Right, and that's a very common symptom. I just don't feel right. I don't have the energy I used to have. You know, I need a nap in the afternoon. You can have a low libido. There can be some weight gain or difficulty losing weight. All these symptoms are signs of that, and they need to be checked along with some other things. But again, low T is something that we ought to be prevalent in looking at because it does probably increase your risk for having a cardiovascular event, which is heart disease is our number one killer in America. And by dropping your testosterone, you actually increase your risk.
So men, well, now Bill's got four or five.
No, I just didn't know that. I was wondering. I didn't realize that was one of the, that kind of is kind of frightening. I didn't realize that was a case.
There's been a lot of publicity about it in the past, probably 3 years, but more concentrated in the past 18 months, where one study suggested there was a increased risk if you took testosterone replacement. That study has been disproven several times, and they're probably within the past 6 months, a couple studies, most prominently the VA study, which came out, which said that men who had low testosterone took therapy but never followed up, never got it up to a level, had a higher cardiovascular event, which is, you know, heart attack, heart disease, needing stents, et cetera.
Dr. Brent Sharp with us this morning. We're talking about low T. Hey, is it something, for example, I could look at somebody could look at me and say, you got low T, or do a lot of people kind of come to your office and, I'm just kind of feeling run down. I just got iron, poor blood. You know, those kind of things.
Right. I'm just getting old, so this is what happens when I get old, right? Yeah.
Can you spot it a mile away?
Well, we can spot that symptom that they're going to tell us, I'm tired, I don't have the energy, and I just feel like I'm getting old. And the aging process is normal, and we're never going to feel as good as we did when we were 20. But there's no reason that we need a nap every 3 o'clock every afternoon, that we don't have the energy to do what we enjoy with our family, our work performance. Men can actually have depression or an inability to concentrate because of low testosterone. So there's not a one symptom that says, hey, you know, I probably have this. I think if you have some of those symptoms, do a little reading online and simply ask for a testosterone level. And again, I know we talk a lot about men's health, but women actually have testosterone. And if they have those symptoms, in addition to their female hormones they need checked, they should have a low testosterone.
Okay. But it never entered my mind because I'm telling you, 99.9% of the talk is always about men, isn't it?
No, it certainly is. Low T, that's the first thing I think. Testosterone, and so all those guys. But let's go back a moment when you're talking about the studies. Okay, so with hormone replacement or therapy or what have you, as you treat this, I guess number one, I should ask how you treat this. Number two, what are some of the side effects? Because are there side effects to the treatments?
Well, first of all, you can treat it by a couple of different ways. First, it's most important for behavioral modification. Try to work on weight loss, eating a good, healthy, balanced diet and exercise. Second thing, there's an over-the-counter medication that you can take that will boost your testosterone. If people choose to do that, they should be under the care of a physician so they can monitor levels. There are some things you have to monitor. And then there's the medications that we have, actual testosterone or a drug called Clomid, which will raise your testosterone. Those come in the form of shots.
Wow, we just lost Dr. Brent there. Okay.